Darlene, you've been sharing with us some symptoms of narcissism. And I tell you what, it sounds like one of the most uncomfortable relationships I've ever heard of, particularly for the, I don't know if I should use this word, the victim of the narcissist. But before we move further into a few pointers on how people can cope with having a narcissistic partner, could you share with us any information that you have with regards to books that you have available and how we may be able to get a hold of those?
Sure. Well, after I wrote Codependency for Dummies, that came out a number of years ago, I got a lot of calls and emails and letters from people who are in relationships with a narcissist. So later I wrote a book called Dealing with a Narcissist, 8 Steps to Raise Self-Esteem and Set Boundaries with Difficult People. So actually this book can be very handy with working with anyone who's highly defensive. And that might be someone with another personality disorder or bipolar or an addict or just someone who's very difficult and argumentative. And I've worked with people who, in applying the recommendations and the 8 steps that I take you through in this book, they actually turned around and improved their relationship by using specific strategies. And it's not what people recommend in other, all the self-help books and other relationships. It's very specific and special with a narcissist. You have to approach them differently. You don't want to, like, share your feelings, as I said, like most therapists would tell you to do. And sometimes someone decides to leave, but by the time you go through this book, you'll know whether you have a good prognosis for your relationship or not.
I'm curious, Darlene, you mentioned that in some of these cases, the relationship improved. Is that simply because the person married to the narcissist just developed better coping skills, and or was it because the narcissist also made some changes?
Well, relationships are a symbiotic dynamic.
Yes.
They're a system. So when one person changes, the other person changes. Many times people say, oh, my husband or my wife won't come to therapy. I say, well, that's okay. We'll work together and you'll see things will change. And it happens time and time again. I had a client who had an extremely narcissistic wife, and she was totally against any kind of therapy. He had to hide my books and come in secret. But the relationship, he said he was happier than he had been even on his honeymoon. He started setting boundaries with her and started building his self-esteem, which was in the pits, not just from the marriage, but from his own childhood. And that's another thing I recommend. So you need to, because your self-esteem is going to get damaged in a relationship with a narcissist, and it may have been compromised before you ever got involved with one. So I have a book, 10 Steps to Self-Esteem, and I have a webinar to go with this, How to Build Your Self-Esteem, and an e-book called How to Speak Your Mind, Become Assertive and Set Limits, and a webinar that goes with that, too, called How to Be Assertive. So all these books can help you, specifically the one on dealing with a narcissist.
And that is a case where people really need to go ahead and be willing to admit, I need help because this is a rough situation.
Absolutely. And again, the partner's going to just blame the narcissist too. They're going to blame each other.
Mm-hmm. I understand too, Darlene, that one of the problems when it comes to narcissists in treatment is that very often when the therapist begins to provide information that reveals the narcissist for who he or she really is, that the narcissist can become aggressive towards the therapist.
Well, that could happen, but I don't usually use labels on people.
Mm-hmm.
So there's ways of working with that aggression. But as I said, they usually don't stay in therapy. It's actually, if they're really interested in changing, psychoanalysis would be a good treatment for them. Many times they can work if they're motivated. See, motivation is what's missing, and that's usually it's the partner that's motivated, not the narcissist.
Yes.
So you have to work with the person who's motivated, and the core of dealing with a narcissist is to create leverage. You want to create motivation for them to change. And I explain how to go about that. But what I was going to say is sometimes in therapy they can be, if they're motivated to change, they can learn how to modify their anger. They can learn how to behave more appropriately. But if they have brain compromise in terms of empathy,
mm-hmm.
they may not be able to learn how to empathize. So if that's what you're looking for, you might be disappointed.
Interesting. Darling, you have enlightened us so much about narcissism and its impact on relationships. I really appreciate you for what you shared. And ladies and gentlemen, I really do want to encourage you to get at least one or two of these books. Darlene, do you have a website that you could give?
Thank you, yes. whatiscodependency.com. Or you can put in my name, darlenelancer.com. And there's links there to my books. And I'm on Facebook. I blog all the time. You can subscribe to my blog. Follow me in all social media. I have some YouTubes up on narcissism and talks on clips.
Outstanding. What is codependency.com, or you can type in darlenelancer.com. Darlene, thank you so much again for everything you shared with us. I really appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure. I really enjoyed it.
I'm glad. All right, everyone. Follow the advice. Till next time.